talking calcium, and I got a friend, Eric Moore, with us right now. He's with Soil Warrior. Eric, when we're making these lime applications, for example, and we're doing strip till, how does that impact things? You want to see the strip till done first and the lime happening later? Do you like that tillage involved, moving that lime down into the soil a little more? What works best?
I do, you know, and it really depends on if tillage or broad scale tillage is part of a grower's overall management practices. You know, if we're making those broadcast applications, I feel like we want that lime down into that soil, incorporated into that soil, to have the improvements in soil structure and plant uptake that we're looking for. If we can't do a broadcast and an incorporation method, because we want to save those residues or really have erodible soils, I think that's where we want to look at making those applications of that lime with a strip till implement.
You know, we were talking about broadcast versus band. What do you see with the banded lime applications?
You know, I think we can get some great efficiencies there. And I think probably the difficulty probably with trying to do that with banded applications is making sure that product is a very good quality pelletized material that can be metered well and that maintains its integrity. Something that's not going to fall apart easily and start plugging up meter rolls and your equipment.
Exactly.
Handle it the least amount that you can is probably the big thing. It's just making sure that we understand how to handle that product so we don't have, you know, a lot of difficulties in metering and applying that product. So good quality product is important, but oftentimes a very good quality product is more expensive. And I think that's where we want to look at if that's a high dollar product and we're getting that return from it. That's where those banded applications help us gain that efficiency as well, because we can put on a lower rate of that and do that over multiple seasons as we move that till zone back and forth. I think we can spread some of that cost out. Just like Brian was talking about, is if you've got rented ground and your landowner doesn't want to share in some of that cost, let's make that application over time so that we don't put all that expense out in 1 year and then hopefully have that ground for 5 or 6 years to recover that cost. Let's make a little bit of that cost expenditure each year and then get the return from that each year as well.
Now, the other thing is just trying to get through some of the soil before you have the calcium applications made. I know we've got some ground that we have really been working hard on for a long time that had just super high magnesium levels in there. And it seemed like anytime we were doing tillage, if it wasn't super dry out, we end up smearing and clumping and those kinds of things. What do you suggest for guys that have ground like that they're going to try to get through this spring?
You know, and really, again, if they've got that condition where, you know, and we fight some of that in some river valley areas where, you know, we want to get the lime out there to the benefits of tilth, to get better tilth. And a lot of times it's because we've got very high magnesium levels. You know, the base saturation on the magnesium is high. We're low on calcium. It becomes a difficult way to get that applied. But usually the cause of that is poor drainage. So that's where I tell guys, look at that drainage first. Because if you don't do that, really making those lime applications, are you going to get the full benefit of it?
Man, am I talking to my brother here? Is this Eric or is this Brian here? You got to look at the drainage first. It just sounds like an echo coming from that other chair here in the studio.
You know, and the tough thing is for me to say that is tough because I'm typically in areas where we don't worry about drainage.
Right.
You know,
right.
But even in some of these areas, you know, if we're in those river valleys and to me, I go back to kind of that Platte River Valley, you know, that the water table comes up really high in the spring. It may not stay that way all year, but, you know, we get salts that precipitate up to the top of that soil surface, and we get that layer that's very difficult to manage. So oftentimes we've got high magnesiums, we've got high soluble salt levels that are up there that causes some detriments, and we want to manage those salts. So, you know, but we also have high pH, so we don't want to, you know, if they don't want to use elemental sulfur, gypsum's a good product. It's pH neutral. It's not going to raise your soil pH. It's going to give you the benefits of the calcium as far as the tilt on that. We're going to put, you know, lower that base saturation or get that base saturation ratios back into order. But the sulfur in that can help us precipitate those salts out. But if we don't have good drainage, then we've kind of spun our wheels. We don't have anywhere for those salts to move down to. So that's where I think in those areas, you know, that's probably the rare cases out west where I think you know, drainage is important in those areas. When we look at lime applications, in particular the gypsum applications, for the benefit of the sulfur attempt.
Yeah, I agree. Even some of the areas you don't think you need some drainage, you may only need it for a short time, but it can make a big difference. Been talking with Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Eric, thanks for joining us. Sorry I had to compare you to Brian there just a little bit, but I couldn't couldn't let that opportunity pass by.
Well, I hope it's a positive this time.
There you go. All right, thanks, Eric. I got Tim Mundorf with us right now with Midwest Labs. And Tim, we've been talking a lot about low pH and the need to get